This episode of the Absolute DC Podcast was sponsored by Audible. Audible is the leading provider of audiobooks. They have over 200,000 audiobooks to choose from. Visit nerdylegion.com/audible for your one free audiobook. Like Slugfest, inside the epic 50-year battle between Marvel and DC. I just got done listening to this one, and I highly recommend it. This is the best place for audiobooks, and I can't recommend it enough.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more podcasts at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Why, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. What a mess.
Crud going on.
Yeah, I don't have the con crud. I have the elementary school crud.
Yeah. Which is worse than the con crud, almost.
I think so, because, like, con crud is always just, like, massive congestion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stomach virus and, you know, throwing up days.
Yeah.
So,
like heavy sinus type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, your whole head just feels like garbage.
Yeah.
So, you should be expecting that in a day or so.
Yeah, I probably will.
How was the show yesterday?
Dude, it was really cool.
Okay.
Like, I've been going to this show since for the last 8 years now.
Okay. Now, is this in Kansas City?
It's like... it's downtown Kansas City, yeah.
Okay.
But the first con was like in a bingo hall. That's how it started.
Okay.
And then, you know,
was it, when it first started, was it just like a bunch of comic vendors and that was about it?
Yeah. Yeah, basically it was just like a moose lodge or whatever. And, you know, you had the fold-up tables and like a big horseshoe type thing, and
right.
You had some writers that were local that would come, like, that hasn't done anything for a while.
Right.
And then you would have comic vendors that would come and try to offload their back issues and whatnot.
Yep. Yeah, the very first Comic-Con, I guess what could be considered a Comic-Con, that I ever went to was... I don't even know what kind of hotel it was, but it was basically like in the hotel ballroom, mm-hmm. where there were tables. It was all vendors that I remember. I don't remember there being celebrity, you know, comic celebrity types there.
Right.
That it was like the outside of the room was, you know, just like a huge rectangle of tables. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the room, there was like a second rectangle of tables. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And I was maybe like 11 or 12. And I went with like $35 and I came out with like 45, 50 comics.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, that's cool. Yep. Pretty much. I just went diving and I'm like, well, I've never heard of Namor before. Let's try getting a Namor book. And, you know, basically I got tons of stuff for like 50 cents just to try it out.
Yep. That's how this one started out. Like, you know how the cattle corral line is to get in when it opens.
Yeah.
But like 8 years ago, my buddy Brad and I went because we just, like, on a whim, we were like, oh, it's in Kansas City. We're both off this Saturday, so let's just go. I don't even know, like, how we heard about it.
Right.
Honestly. And I was like, fine. He was like, well, your car's nicer than mine, so it'll probably make it there, so I'll just give you gas money. And so I was like, all right. So, like, we went there. And at this point, neither one of us had been to, like, Wizard World or C2E2 or San Diego or NYCC or anything like that.
Right.
So we really didn't, I mean, we went to a couple mall cons, which is basically the same thing, but so we weren't expecting much anyway, but when we get there, like, we hadn't bought our tickets, we didn't mail in anything to get tickets ahead of time, and there's like 40 people waiting to get their tickets, and we thought that was the worst wait ever. little did we know, like, fast forward to 8 years and yesterday, that when I'm waiting for Scott Snyder and Tom King and Craig Capullo, I'm going to wait for 2.5 hours.
Jeez.
While my son and my other friend are waiting to get their picture taken with Jason Momoa, who I think it was like at 11. Yeah, like 11 in the morning was Jason Momoa's first picture grouping or whatever. Okay. They got done in that group at 1:30.
Jeez.
Yeah. And Momoa signed and did photo ops the whole time he was there, because yesterday was the only day that he was going to be there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I never at New York Comic Con. One day we wander down into like the autographing room just to see what's going on.
Right.
But I've never done any of it. The photo ops there are like ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if because it's New York they charge more. Sure they do.
Well, here's the thing. My son, who has a job now, so he was saving his money to go, right?
And
he's a full-fledged nerd. Like, some people hear him on Timey Wimey Podcast Hour with me, but like, he's socially awkward, right? And the only other like famous person that he's met has been like Colin Bunn at our local comic shop. So to meet like Mark Shepard and Supernatural or whatever to him is like, he's losing his mind, right?
Right.
Well, Mark Shepard wanted $60. That's what the website said. Well, when we get there, it's $80. Same with like Momoa. He wanted $100 for a photo, but then we got there and it was like 115 or whatever. And so like, he was mad as hell. But then him and my buddy were like, well, one ticket gets up to like 4 people in the picture. So why don't we just go halves on paying for it? And then they charge like extra $10 or whatever to print out 2 pictures instead of one.
Oh, so it still saves money.
Yeah, so it saved them both money, and everybody got what they wanted and didn't have to pay the ridiculous type price either. So,
yeah, that's I think I told you not. I think it was 2 years ago in New York. The entire cast of Next Generation was there, and they were doing photo ops. It was only Saturday. They were doing photo ops with the whole cast, and then you could pick. They were doing like a couple smaller groupings or like individual stuff the other days. But I looked on the website. I'm like, oh man, that would be kind of cool to see all of them. I wonder. And I'm thinking, oh, it'll be maybe $200. That's not horrible for like 14 people. They were charging $1,300 for the group pictures.
Yeah.
And there was a note on the website that said sold out. So wow. I don't know how many, you know, like, I don't know if they were only going to do it for an hour or if it was going to be like a half day or whole day thing with that. But like, I can't even imagine, because I mean, from what I gather, you kind of rush in, you can shake their hand, say hi, they snap a picture, they, shake your hand goodbye and you're gone.
Yep.
So at most 3 minutes for a photo op.
Yep.
I mean, could you? I mean, I have no idea how many they did for that, but I'm like, and I said to my buddy, I was like, oh, we should go do this. Like, I knew the price. And he's like, man, I would do that. How much is it? And I'm like, he's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's two things that you just said right there that is crazy. One, if you think about it, like, Austin was so nervous of what he was going to say to Jason Momoa or Mark Shepard, right?
Right.
And I was like, dude, you're not even going to have time. You barely have time to shake your hand, turn around, they snap your picture, you're done, right?
Yeah.
So, not even 5 minutes, right?
Right.
But here's the even crazier thing. As soon as you walk out the curtain, like, he stays in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you walk out the curtain, and then, you know, you follow the arrows to this, like, three fold-up tables, and your picture is already printed.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, like, you don't have to come back and wait or anything. So within, like, a whole 7 minutes, you just waited in line 2 hours for 7 minutes, basically, and you're done.
Yeah. Damn, that's even faster than, like, amusement parks that take your picture on the rides.
Yeah.
Like, you got to stand there for a couple minutes waiting for that thing to show up. And
yeah. And it used to be that way. Like, I've had my picture taken with, like, Robin Lord Taylor, who's Penguin on Gotham, you know.
Yeah.
Or Jason Mewes or Matt Smith or whatever. And I remember, like, you know, it was the same two-minute drill. And then you go out, but then you have to wait at the table or come back in like an hour to find your group or whatever to get your picture. Yeah, not yesterday. It was like bam, bam, bam.
Man, that's nuts. Like, digital photography is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, could you imagine if this was, you know, 20 years ago and you're doing that and they have to develop everything? Like, yeah, we'll mail it to you in 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, going from the con 8 years ago to the con now, yesterday. Last year when we went, it's the Sprint Center. So it's like where they have the Final Four basketball games and whatnot.
Okay.
In Kansas City.
So do they set it up? It's like, I guess, on the where the court would be?
Yeah.
Is where the main area is?
Where the main floor is, yeah, basically. But see, like, last year it was so crowded, but they had tons of floor space. Like, you'd have to, you go up the escalators and you're on the main con floor, okay?
Okay.
But, say, north of the escalators is probably, I don't know, 20 more yards, right, of emptiness last year. And they had, like, 4 or 5 food trucks up there. Which, A, I don't know how the hell they got food trucks up there, but, you know, whatever. And then, you know, south of it, the con floor started of the escalators, right? This year, it seemed there were still tons and tons of people there, but every inch of the floor was used. There was no north of the escalators was, you know, empty except for the food trucks. The food trucks were still there, but... like, they still had, like, a gaming station and, like, 5-hour energy station and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So everything seemed more spread out this year.
Okay.
Which was awesome. And then, thankfully, it was because... and they were smart about it. And I don't mean to, like, knock on certain writers and artists and stuff. But, like, Scott Snyder, Craig Capullo, Tom King, Clay Mann, Marguerite Bennett, those for sure were in one area, like right at the beginning of the con.
Okay.
And they had the most room, like and they needed it because, you know, they did panels and whatever, and Jason Aaron and Jason Latour was there also, but in that section. But they did panels and everything, but then they had certain signings. So it wasn't now, like... it wasn't.
Where?
Go ahead.
Where do they do the panels there? Like, do
it's
they
across
have...
across the street. This year it's across the street in a different in a different building.
Okay.
In the past, it's always been downstairs in like a conference hall area or whatever.
Okay. And being Kansas City, I guess it's easy enough for you to get from one... you know, across the street over to wherever.
Yeah, it's just like walking across the street from your house to the neighbor's house.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Because the main road there is, or the main street is closed down, so cars can't drive there anyway.
Ah, okay. So yeah, because I'm used to New York, where, I mean, you have most of the stuff, but they started doing, you know, some of the bigger panels are at different theaters or places throughout the city.
Right, yeah.
So, like, the main building at the Javits Center, they don't close off any traffic. So you're dealing with all that garbage, and you're just like, oh, I want to go see the Walking Dead panel, which is back up at the theater at Madison Square Garden, which is, you know, a 12-block walk from where I am. But then I also want to get back to the Javits Center because there's a panel there that I want to see later. And you're going, I mean, through the city, you know, the Hammerstein Ballroom has, or Manhattan Center, I guess it's called now, has panels at it, which is like between the two. And last year, we were, whatever street we normally take to walk back up to Penn Station, which is at MSG, there was like, I don't know what was going on, but we're like, forget it. Let's just cut to the next block over. And we're walking up just like a random block. And there's just like in the middle of the street, there's a guy, you know, with the pole, you know, the New York Comic Con pole sign thing with an arrow pointing into a building. And we're like, what the heck is over here? He goes, oh, this is they set up, you know, kind of like a museum where you can go through and see like old comic book stuff here. Like, with that, like, just complete random other facilities are being used for stuff that it's such a pain in the ass to get anywhere.
Yeah. But like, well, on that note, like, Craig Capullo and Scott Snyder and stuff did a metal panel.
Okay.
Which I didn't go to because I only had yesterday and like we had other schedule conflicts type stuff.
And the panel was delayed an extra month?
No, it wasn't. But like
God, it's a metal joke.
I know. The signing was delayed.
Until April?
Yeah, until April. But I don't know how they got from one building to the other. They might have had a golf cart or, you know, something like that, as to where the fans might have just had to walk across or whatever, because they got back to the table fairly quick. I mean, I wasn't at the panel, so I don't know what time it got out.
Well, they can probably cut through, like, the guts of the building.
Yeah. But then, like, there's, like, 4 or 5 lines deep for the signings, and our press passes were actually drawn by Capullo, so that was kind of cool.
Nice.
Like the image on them. But yeah, like,
did he sign your badge for you?
No, I didn't stand in his line long enough to.
Oh, they did separate signings?
No, they all did. Like Clayman and Tom King did one signing, so you had to stand in the same line for them, and then Craig Capullo and Scott Snyder did.
Okay, yeah, because that's I've seen them do those in New York.
Yeah, so, they were both going at the same time, so you had to pick and choose, like which line you were going to get in.
Oh, okay.
Because I even took Quasar number 12 for Capullo to sign.
Oh, did he sign it?
Well, I didn't get in his line.
Oh, so, you didn't get it. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. But what I was saying, to go back to the other point, though, was, you know, you had, B. Clay Moore and John Nitz and James Pruitt and them actually in Artist Alley and Colin Bunn and whatnot.
Okay.
As to where those pictures that we were talking about, the celebrity pictures, like, they were in and out type thing. Well, with, like, Tom King and Clay Mann, it was basically the same thing. You know, you get 2 free items and then whatever else they charge you for or whatever, which is fine. But, like, sometimes you make it personable and sometimes it's not because they're on a schedule because they have to go back to another panel or whatever.
Yeah. So,
but, like, with B. Clay and Marguerite and them, like, I spent like 20-30 minutes talking to each one of them and just about random stuff.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite thing to do at the cons. And if New York didn't have the Artist Alley that it did, I would probably only go for one day. You know, like I wouldn't spend multiple days dealing with those crowds.
Right.
But going, and I mean, one year I sat with David Barron for, I mean, it was like 2.5 hours. And he, you know, just talking to him about, you know, how he colors stuff. And I mean, he's been doing it for so long that, you know, how he chooses how he's going to color books and certain pages or different things. And, you know, if the writers give him coloring notes, you know, like for a certain feel they want,
right,
and how, you know, just like color theory and just everything. And it was just super fascinating, you know, because, I mean, he's been doing it for so long and he's incredible that it's, you know, that talking to him about going, you know, making the switch into digital stuff, you know, with the new technology stuff, you know, that he has at his fingertips,
right,
as opposed to when he was doing like the Authority way back when, you know, that just fascinating stuff. And that's easily my favorite part, is just, you know, sitting down with the creators, or, well, standing as they're sitting at their table.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, yeah, definitely. Because, like, Marguerite, we talked for a little bit. But, like, P. Clay Moore, like, we talked about wrestling for an hour. And, you know, just different things. And then, like, where Savage was going now. And,
right.
Just other stuff. No DC stuff, but, you know.
Yeah. Huh.
But it was a really cool, fun day.
Right.
Like, Austin's been to a con before, but it was, like, 3 years ago, so he was still in the kid-ish territory.
Right.
And then now it's, like, he appreciates it more, I think, kind of thing. And then this was Melissa's second one, but, like, her first one at this big one, because she used to go, or she went once before, like at a, when it was small and at the bingo type hall.
Right.
So yeah, that's I got the most enjoy about, was, you know, talking to them and then watching them react to different things.
Yeah, I might be taking my oldest to New York this year with me.
Really?
For the first time. He's wanted to go for a couple years. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he'll be 9 this year. I wasn't really going to take him when he was much younger.
Right.
Just because, I don't know, it's freaking crazy there.
Yeah.
And basically I've told him, I'm like, listen, you know, I know you want to go, but you have no idea how bored you are going to be for a lot of the day. Because you'll just see, when we first get there, you sit in a line. And then you get in, and then you're in a crowd. And then you want to go to eat lunch, and it's a giant crowd. Mm-hmm. So I told him, I'm like, look, we'll figure it out. I'll get the kids pass for him for Sunday. You know, if he doesn't go, he doesn't go. It's only $30.
Right.
But, you know, if there's a panel or something he really wants to go to, we'll plan out our entire day before we even get there. I'll probably just drive into the city instead of taking the train.
Right.
Just because I don't think he's going to want to walk, you know, 14 blocks,
yeah,
and then walk all day, and then walk 14 blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to carry him
right
30 blocks and deal with him in a crowd.
And he's going to be tired by the time he even gets to the con.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's got a ton of energy because he plays soccer pretty much year round and runs all over the place whenever he's not doing anything.
Right.
But I know him. He's going to be like, I'm bored, I'm tired, I want to go home. So,
yep.
Yeah, should be interesting. But I think he'll have a good time. And I think, I mean, he loves to draw. And, I just forgot the name of the author. They just had an author at his school that apparently does a lot of lettering work for comic books.
Really?
And he does some kids' books. It's the stuff that he's doing now, it's like a series of biography stuff, like I Am George Washington, my son got. I just forgot the guy's name, but I mean, he was telling me he's done lettering for DC, for Marvel, for Valiant. He did stuff for like all over the place. And, so he was telling the kids about that, like working with comic books and whatever. So yeah, like I told my son, I'm like, listen, if you want to come, we can hang out in Artist Alley. You can talk to people that are there. You know, there's, I'm sure yours had it too. There, it's not all porn vampire art. No, there's also, no, yeah. You know, like there's a decent enough section of like kids books and comics.
Yeah, it's I think yesterday it was called Kids Corner or Kids Con or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they kind of mix it into the main Artist Alley area.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sundays they call it Kids Day, so they do like extra stuff, you know, for the kids and some of the smaller convention rooms that it's like, oh, if you don't want to sit in the crowds here, we'll entertain kids while you eat lunch, you know, or something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. They have it too. Actually, I think Kids Con, the corner of it was next to Cosplay Repair this year.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. You see any good cosplay?
I did.
I know you sent me a picture of Shipwreck.
Yeah. Yeah. That was... Well, anytime that somebody does an old school G.I. Joe figure. Because, you know, yeah. When the movies came out, there was tons of Snake Eyes and Storm Shadows and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a really cool 80s Joker, movie Joker.
Oh, cool.
And of course, I was trying to think of this the other day. Is like, what was... There isn't really one. Like last year, you know, you see like tons of Deadpools and then... Or yeah. You see tons of Harleys or whatever. But this year it was more random and like, oh, look, I didn't see that or whatever, but...
Yeah, Deadpool, Harley Quinn, and Poison Ivy are the three main ones that you will see a billion of. Mm-hmm. But, man, like you said, I love the random ones. There was a group of people a couple years ago in New York that were dressed as the Street Fighter characters. Mm-hmm. That, like, there was a guy just walking around in just, like, a red spandex little, bikini brief as Zangief. Like, he cut his hair.
Yeah,
and he, like everything, I'm like, what is going on here? Like, they're Street Fighter. This is amazing. But
there was a whole family that was Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then there was Pennywise and Georgie, and then the mom was like a scary clown too, or whatever.
That
was
right.
Pennywise was probably the most popular cosplay there this year. For some reason.
Well, I mean, the movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, it's funny. After Suicide Squad came out, everyone went from dressing up as the animated Harley to every single person that was Harley Quinn was now the Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those too, yeah. But I did see a Bob Ross Deadpool, though. That was pretty damn awesome.
That's terrific.
Kind of like the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the most completely random cosplay that you saw? Because last year somebody dressed up as the Javits Center in New York. And it was fantastic.
I'm trying to think. That when we first got there, I was like on schedule, so I was trying to like see there was a couple like there was five groups of friends.
Okay.
And one was Voltron himself, and then the other four was the red, yellow, black and blue characters. That was pretty random.
Right.
There was an Indigo Go Montoya and Wesley, that was a husband and wife. I'm trying to think. There was a Marty Skrull.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, there was Ron Burgundy, who actually...
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture. He was set up at a desk with
He even had the desk and, you know, the clock and the blue screen behind him. Yeah.
That's great.
There was a Sub-Zero. Did you see that picture? the Sub-Zero, and he had the scorpion head, and on the scorpion head, it had like the spine coming out of it, and then the back of the head had like fatality across it.
Oh no, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then there was a Macho Man that had a couple Slim Jims right. And everything. There was one that I was like, oh my god, I had never seen that before. I need to get it. Besides the shipwreck, because like, I've never seen anybody be shipwreck.
Yeah.
It's always like I said, like Destro or Snake Eyes or whatever.
Yeah, there's a group in New York that one guy is Cobra Commander, like the 80s cartoon Cobra Commander.
Right.
With he's got the full like metal mirror face. And there's a Destro and a Baroness and I forget the twins.
Yeah.
There are two guys that do the twins. And they're there like every single year and the costumes are amazing. And I mean, honestly, if I was going to spend the money and the time to put together an outfit like that, I would probably wear it every year also. Yeah. Like the guy who had the most incredible Captain America shield. Mm-hmm. We were in the queue hall a couple years ago and we're sitting on the floor next to a bunch of people dressed as the Avengers. And my buddy was he was Link from Zelda as a Green Lantern.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, that's crazy. Like, you're Green Lantern Link. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, we were talking to the people and he's like, how heavy is that shield? And he goes, oh, it's heavy. And we were holding, it's got to be 40 pounds. And the guy was like, yeah, I have a friend who's a metal worker and he made this for him. He said it cost him like $1,200.
Holy crap.
To do everything. I mean, it looked amazing. But he's like, yeah, I am pretty much going to just cosplay as Captain America for the rest of my life to pay this off. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
I saw there was, what was it? There was like a steampunk Red Lantern.
Okay.
That was kind of cool. And they had like real like water fountain type thing working his gun. And it makes the gun like hydro or, you know, like steam and everything. There was a black and gray and white person dressed up like Link. Like, I didn't understand it, but okay.
Well, there's like the Shadow Link.
Okay.
I just forgot what it's called.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's probably what it was then, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was tons of different stuff. But nice. Yeah, I would say the Voltron group of guys was probably one of the most random. There was Nuns of Anarchy there too. with a bunch of nuns that was trying or protesting the Sons of Anarchy or whatever, but they look like a biker gang, only just nuns. couple of Zatannas. Like, DC, obviously, with Snyder and Capullo and King and them being there. And Marguerite, because she does Batwoman.
Batwoman.
Was pretty prevalent there this year. So, So there was a lot of DCs. There was this one old guy. I would say he was, like, close to in his 70s, and he was walking around in a Superman costume.
Nice.
Sometimes I snapped a picture and sometimes I didn't.
Yeah, you know, the first year I went to New York, I had my phone out on camera mode like the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I snapped, I mean, between my friend and I, we had to have taken about 250 pictures of people in costume. The second year, like the first day I did it, and I'm like, you know what? I would rather just like enjoy the show and be able to see where I'm walking instead of, you know, all this craziness.
Yeah.
And I mean, the last couple of years, my buddy will take pictures. And if we're situated somewhere, like if we're in a queue for something, or, you know, when we're eating lunch, if something cool walks by, I'll grab my phone, you know, and I'll snap a picture.
Yep.
But for the most part, I'm just like, meh, he takes them. I'll steal them off his Facebook page later.
Well, usually like when I go to a 3-day con or whatever, I'll do the pictures like late Saturday afternoon or Sunday on the last day. but never on the first day or the first half of Saturday, because, you know, Saturday mornings are like crazy time anyway.
Yeah. But like, yeah, they do like the world championships of cosplay in New York. That it's like the East Coast qualifiers or something. So, I mean, there have been some ridiculous things. Like, one year, there was a guy that was wearing the full and like fully workable Hulkbuster Iron Man armor. That was completely insane. You know, he was walking around for a bit. We've seen a ton of people as like Bumblebee.
Right.
Full on with voice modulators and everything. The guy was like 11 feet tall.
Yeah.
That, you know, like some of the stuff that these people do is just crazy.
Yep. Agreed. I would say another random one was a female Skeletor.
Oh, nice.
I sent you a couple, but yeah, agreed. Like totally random and totally, spent too much time on. There was like a 12-foot Groot where it actually had real moss and flowers on it.
Jeez.
That was one.
A guy was dressed as Swamp Thing this past year. And it was amazing, like with flowers and all kinds of stuff off of him. And he was probably about six or 7 feet tall. Actually, no, probably 7 or 8, because he was way taller than I was. And it was insane. I'm just like, oh my God, I cannot believe how amazing this costume is.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you know, I didn't know if he could talk through it or whatever. But I'm like, dude, that's amazing. He goes, thanks, man. I'm like, oh, just ruined the whole image.
Yeah. Speaking of Swamp Thing, did you read the comic?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's the, what is it, the winter special or something?
Winter special, yeah.
Yeah, no, I did not.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. I know it'll probably be light dialogue for a lot of you that say that about Tom's writing, but...
So you're saying I should get it?
I liked it, but you don't like Tom's writing, so...
That's not true.
I know.
I don't like his Batman.
Yeah.
But I really liked his the stuff he did with Nightwing and Rick Grayson and Omega Men was really good.
Do you like Mr. Miracle?
You know what? I read the first issue of Mr. Miracle and I just kind of put it aside. I didn't not like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it. It's just kind of there, and it's one of those... I don't know how many are out now. 6, 7 issues?
5. 5?
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not too far behind. It's just one of those that it's not like a high priority for me to read, that I'll get to it at some point.
That makes sense. But was he one of your characters, though? Or just kind of character that it's whatever?
No, I never really cared.
Okay. So that makes sense, too.
Yeah, and there's so much other stuff that I'm reading that it's like, you know what, I'll let a collection build up and then just blow through it.
Oh, you're speaking to the choir on that one, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I told you, I did a catch-up on Super Sons, Superman, and Teen Titans.
Teen Titans, yeah.
Last week and the week before. Because I haven't had any time, and then all of a sudden I look and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have 7 issues of Superman to read. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, well, let's start reading Superman. And then I get to it, and I got up to a certain issue, and it's like, you know, something part 1, or maybe I was reading Super Sons first. I don't remember, whichever one. And it's like, oh, you know, part 1. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, here's like an interesting story. And I read the first issue. And it's like, we'll be continued in, you know, Super Sons issue, you know, 19. I was like, oh, damn it. So then I hop over to Super Sons and I read like 4 issues to catch up to that point. And then it's like, you know, this is part two. I'm like, oh, great. Now I can go back to Superman. Then it's like, we'll be continued in Teen Titans issue. I'm like, oh, crap. So I hop over to Teen and I read, you know, like 3-4 issues of that to catch up. So I, so yeah, I'm now caught up on all those. But it was, yeah. Yeah. It was just one of those, like, I finally, there was a day at work where, I mean, I was there open to close. Everything went as smooth as it possibly could have been. And I had stretches of, like, no one was calling on the phones. Nothing was going on. And I had stretches where I could just kind of sit there and read comics, you know, yeah. while working very hard.
Yeah, I got caught up on Ragman. And I really enjoy that mini.
Did a new one just come out? Or is a new one coming out this week?
I think a new one came out last week. Or this past week.
Okay. Yeah, that's another one. I think it's only going to be 6 issues.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait until they're out, and I'll just get the... I'll pick up a trade when it's on sale.
And I did read Sideways. Did you read Sideways?
Which one's Sideways?
No, you won't read Sideways. Never mind.
Oh, is maybe Sideways... No, that's not... The JRJR one is Silencer?
Yeah. Yeah. Sideways is Justin Jordan one, and...
Oh, crap. You know what? I don't think I got that one.
Well, let me give you a brief non-spoilery review.
Okay.
For the first time since I've been reading comics, and DC has tried and tried, in my opinion...
Okay.
...to come up with a younger... capturing sensation that Spider-Man has been at Marvel, right? I think this book does that.
Interesting.
It's not, you know, he's not a speedster. He's not he doesn't have spider powers or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, the teen adolescent worries and responsibilities.
Okay.
And I think that DC's tried to do that before.
And they haven't.
And they failed, at least in my opinion.
Right.
But here, it seems like they capture it. Hmm. The whole feel of it. Of course, now it's only the first issue, so let's not go crazy, but it's a good start.
I keep forgetting, like, when I grab stuff, I keep forgetting to look at whatever they are, the New Age of Heroes or whatever. Yeah, because, like, Damage I read.
Mm-hmm. Silencer.
I almost got it. Just because I'm like, you know what? I should give it a shot. But I'm looking at the cover image, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I can't. Yeah. I can't pull the trigger. And I completely forgot to even look and see what was out this past week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has one thing going for it that I really like. I like Justin Jordan.
Yeah.
But I also really don't like Spider-Man, so.
Well, I mean, is that why you don't like Spider-Man, though?
No, I don't care about the character at all.
Okay.
I don't get it. You know, I read a few of the comics way back when, Todd McFarlane was doing them.
Okay.
But that's pretty much the only reason why I read it was because there was the new series that came out and it was the 90s. And I bought like a bunch of the different covers.
Right.
Because, you know, it was a number one. Mm-hmm. And they were going to put my kids through college. But then I kind of fell off. And then it did a crossover with X-Force.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I ended up buying the Spider-Man issue. I probably have maybe the first 5 and then I stopped.
Yeah.
And then I guess I hopped on when X-Force came in, which was maybe a little bit after that. Uh-huh. And then I bought a couple afterwards just because I was like, I guess I probably told my shop to grab it for me. Mm-hmm. And I got a few and I read a few and I'm like, yeah, I really don't care. So I, you know, it's just not a character that does anything for me.
Well, yeah, okay, so this is Justin Jordan and Dan Didio doing the story.
Okay. And who's actually writing the script?
Both of them.
Okay.
I mean, I assume, because they both get that. That's the credits, written by Justin Jordan and Dan Didio, and art by Kenneth Rocafort.
Oh, I like him.
So, and it's just, it's that, obviously, basically all these heroes in the new Age of Heroes got their powers from the metal event.
Right.
Which we don't know what happened at the end of it yet, because it got delayed.
Yeah. Well, we'll know because they'll probably spoil it in one of these New Age of Heroes books.
Well, it did in Sideways, but in this
issue. Oh, does it?
But, yeah.
Fantastic. I love it.
But the teen angst, that's the part, like that I'm saying that captures from Spider-Man, right? Like not giving away your identity because, you know, but you're a socially awkward teen that's still going to school that, you know, only one of your friends know. You think you know everything, and then you try to do it, and it totally backfires, type of thing. And then you have to go right. Fix it again. That feel is what I was saying, what captures it from Spider-Man for me.
All right. Well, I have now acquired it.
Yes.
I mean, I was going to anyway. But,
I know.
I will read it and report back to you next week.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm looking forward to a lot of the New Age of Heroes stuff because, I mean, the only one I've read so far is Damage. And I liked it because it was different. You know, it had a different feel than other stuff. And most of the books are being written by people that I really enjoy their other books that I've read.
Right.
So, you know, it seems from that one, and I guess from maybe how you're describing this, that they're kind of letting them do their own thing.
Yeah. And that's a good point, because like that's another thing is like we know that the big heroes are all out there, right?
Yeah.
Well, kind of, I guess, because we don't really know what happens in Metal, right? But you don't have a Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman or whatever just randomly showing up in these books.
Right.
So it's kind of like 52 when there was no Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman type thing.
Right.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like it's in the DC universe, but like off in its own little corner.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
So, yeah, and his powers are cool too, because he can...
He shoots webs out of his hands, and he no. can climb buildings and no. has super strength.
No, he does have super strength, though. But,
and every once in a while, he goes, my sideways sense is tingling.
No. But he takes his index finger and, like, cuts time and space and makes, like, a portal. But the kicker is he doesn't have control of his power yet.
Oh, fantastic.
So he doesn't know where he's going to land. So, like, the opening sequence is him YouTube selfieing a live video stream, and he sidewayses from the top of, like, their school roof, I think. And then he is, like, 20 foot over this pond and then crashes in the pond. So, yeah.
So his powers are sort of like Blink?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that. Except for she knows where she's going.
Right. But she's also trained at this point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't know if that's even a thing, though.
Right.
With him yet.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, I might read this one tonight.
Yep, you'll have to report back.
Yeah, just try not to forget to ask me.
Okay. I'll try not to forget.
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah, I have a note here by my computer to remind me to talk about this next time.
Okay.
So.
Well, at least one of us come prepared, because
next week's
going to be kind of hectic for me, so.
Somebody will move this note. It'll be gone. And like 2 months from now, I'll be like, what the hell is Sideways number one?
Dang it, Pickles.
Yeah. Stupid dogs moving on my notes.
Yeah. Tom, when I did get to, I had issue 25 and volume 4, the trade signed by Tom King.
Okay.
At the con, and we made fun of Daryl and Chris a lot. So that was fun.
Did he know who you were when you told him you were in issue 25?
He knew who I was from Twitter, basically.
Oh, okay.
But he forgot that my name was in it. And so he said that he probably texted Daryl or Chris to give a whole bunch of names. And they probably did. Because if you remember, like, in that series, too, like, there's the who got killed by who panel.
Right. Yeah.
That a lot of the, like, Daryl and Chris's friends are on there, too. Or from Daryl's Taylor Network.
Right.
Podcast Facebook page, also. But yeah,
that's terrific.
One of the cool things, one of the really cool things that he did was, and off recording, I'll have to tell you the full story. But one of the cool things is I was the last person to get capped because they had to go to a panel. Him and Scott Snyder had to go to a panel.
Okay.
So there was this couple behind me, and they kept like off to the side, like looking, because Tom had, you know, like Elmer Fudd number one signed, or the Rebirth Omnibus signed by him, or, you know, all of the volumes of trade signed, or the Vision signed, just laying right there. Well, they couldn't get in line because I was the capped person, so they were like looking at these signed things, and none of them were, I guess, what they wanted. Well, their friend was overseas, and so they came to the con, which the guy was dressed like a green Power Ranger, so you know who he was there to see.
Yeah.
But his friend was overseas and was a real big Batman and Tom King fan, so they wanted to get his Batman number one, I think, from Rebirth, signed by Tom.
Okay.
Whatever they were going to get signed escapes me, because whatever they were going to get signed, Tom didn't have laid out, right? Like,
okay,
like they could have bought one that already had signed, right?
Right.
Because I was the last person. Well, the security lady, they told her the situation, and so they let him hop in line, and then, when I was done making fun of Daryl and Chris with Tom, they FaceTimed their friend in Afghanistan, and he got to talk to Tom.
And oh, nice.
I bet Tom talked probably like 10 minutes or so. It was really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's like one of those really cool type things, you know, like you actually take your time, or a person of like his status, you know what I'm saying, takes time and actually greets the fans or whatever. Not saying that none of the other writers or creators don't do that, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, last year, since he took over Batman, I mean, he didn't table in Artist Alley like he normally did. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he was always, you know, you could just go sit and BS with him about whatever.
Right.
And if you talk, you know, it was, I'm trying to think when it was. It's a couple years back when Omega Men was canceled and then brought back.
Right.
I was talking to him about Omega Man, and I was telling him that I really enjoyed the book, and he's like, did my mother call you and tell you to come over and tell me about how much you liked Omega Man? I was like, no, I legit like this book, and I'm glad they're letting it finish. But yeah, I mean, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And
Capullo is cool too.
Personally, I have nothing against him. I just don't like Batman.
You don't like Batman?
Yeah.
You don't like his Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you are foolish.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm right.
Or not. Because I just got out of Tom King's line at the con. And I'm telling you, you guys are in minority.
Well, like I said to Jay on Discord before, Layfield has a line from here to eternity.
Oh.
And not only that, he's charging people so much money for those signatures.
Yeah. Does he finish the signatures? That's what I want to know.
He leaves off the bottom, like, centimeter of his name.
Okay. And he puts extra O's in the O and the B.
Yeah, there one time as he was writing his name, I guess he forgot how to spell his last name, and he just drew a cloud in front of where where it was.
And just put pouches there instead.
Yep, a cloud with pouches. It says L-I, cloud with pouches.
There you go.
You know what? I should get him to sign something. And not have him sign his name, just draw clouds with pouches and see if he would actually do it. Like, if I was going to pay him for it, if he would actually do it.
He would probably be pissed.
No, he doesn't stream like that kind of guy.
I don't know. You got anything else?
You got anything else?
I only have one other thing to add. We're going to close it up.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything.
People need to go over to nerdylegion.com or nerdylegion.threadless.com because we have gear now.
We have gear now?
Yeah, we have a water bottle, coffee mugs, t-shirts, a bag. We got all kinds of stuff over there.
Now, is it a bag full of water bottles and coffee mugs and t-shirts?
Well, you could probably do that if you pay for it.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just giving people options.
Yeah. It'd be like an Easter basket, right?
Yeah, it's almost time.
Yeah. See?
Right?
There you go.
Instead of Easter eggs, you can hide little Nerdy Legion t-shirts around your yard for your kids to put in their Nerdy Legion bag.
Yeah, there's kids' shirts, there's women's shirts, there's men's shirts. There's two different sizes of coffee mugs. There's only one size of water bottle. And there's three different sizes of bags. So, there you go.
Well, huh.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And where can you go get this?
At nerdylegion.com or... I screwed it up again. nerdylegion.threadless.com. So just go to the nerdylegion.com and then click on the Threadless link and then click on Absolute DC Podcast.
Very cool, Ronnie. And thank you everyone for listening to this week's episode. If you would like to get in touch with me directly, you can at Aaron S. Bell on Twitter.
I am at RothBar316.
The show is at DC_Absolute. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.